Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. The garden tools with more power and less noise. Use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah. Hey, Australia, welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Wednesday. Day.
It's Wednesday.
I love it. Hump Hello. Day, as they say in the classics. There's no hump up here. We're
no,
in Mesa.
We're pretty Life happy up here.
Hey, it's all going well. You've done something extraordinary today. We'll get
to the bottom of that in
just a moment.
I'm only human.
Hey, how dare you? It was something we promised yesterday. It's up and running today.
Stand by. It's going to be
involved.
A beauty.
It's all in honour of Greta Thunberg. What a ripper.
What a ripper. Speaking of rippers, Big Wen was under the mask in the Masked Singer last night.
Who was?
Wendell Saylor. Yeah.
Who knew?
When you hear back him singing, it's so clearly him.
Can we get him on?
Why. Let's call him.
Is he coming on?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him.
Hey, great. I've got a lot to talk to him about. Did you know, I'm reading the Courier Mail today, I flip open the paper and the first article I see is State of Origin, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming. 7 years in the making. And I go, I don't need to read any further than
Excellent.
This. This is gold.
I feel I will have some fun with that.
We'll
and Kitty Flanagan's coming to join us as well. She's on Utopia tonight on the ABC, so we'll have a chit-chat with her.
She's a funny chick.
She is a great funny
We're going to talk about My GoFundMe.
Oh, yes.
Which has been ripped off already. One of the first great ideas to come up.
I'm outraged
now been
for you.
Marketed in a professional sense. We'll get to the bottom of that. Is there a Rick Springfield update?
Yes.
That's sad.
Sounds good.
That is so sad. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to wade through on today's show. And it's a lot to get through. Hello, Dave. How are you?
How are you guys? Looks like you're having fun in Noosa.
Having fun.
All right. Just sound through gritted teeth.
A little.
What's wrong with you?
You've had your holiday. You went to Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, but I'm just watching you through the screens there, poolside. Looks amazing. And
Can you see my drink with a bendy straw?
I can.
You see I got the pina colada.
You see your Speedos in the background there.
Just on my
Thank you.
Do you want me to do a full 360 turn for you? David?
No, thanks.
Speaking of tropical, I went to the Big Pineapple today.
You did?
Well, not for any reason. There is nothing that I'm with 7-year-old boys.
Oh, you've got to see the big
icons. The idea of a giant pineapple appeals to them. Oh, they're all over it.
They climb it.
What do you do with the big pineapple?
What do you do with the big pineapple, Michael?
Whatever you want.
You look at it.
You cut it in half and you make it into pineapple rings.
Did you eat some pineapple?
Never.
Why aren't you a pineapple guy?
I'm not a pineapple guy. Oh. Do you have it on your pizza?
Of course.
Well, you had it on your pizza. We were out for dinner last night with our kids.
That was an off-air conversation. We did, and we were hanging
Everyone
out
was well-behaved.
With the hoi polloi. My highlight of the show was someone coming up to me and going, "Hi, my husband is currently climbing." I can tell the story.
Yes, you can.
Well, maybe not.
Really?
Can I?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, no, maybe not.
All right.
Let's say we'll have a think about it.
Talk to the lawyers.
I'll run it by the lawyers.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me today.
The suggestion was I should have been climbing Everest
Mount Everest,
with her husband,
which I thought was ridiculous.
So got a big laugh in the finish. Hey, and what about you? What have you done today?
Okay, at 9 o'clock this morning, I woke up. Actually, I'd been awake very early because you wake up earlier, you know, wherever you when there's sunshine around beaches. Yep, I was having a cup of tea and I looked out and I could see the ocean and there was. I'm not joking, a person who put their hand up in the ocean, bobbing around, big waves. I went, holy crap. Is that person calling for help?
It's happening.
And that's when I needed to go into action.
What? Oh, my God.
And just on the lawn where we're staying, there was like a longboard. I thought, do I pick that up? What to do? Because people drown when they go out to rescue people without a board.
Oh, I wish I had seen this.
Oh, my God.
Were you like Hoppo from Bondi Rescue then, Jane?
Well, I'm like who?
Hoppo.
Was that her name?
No, it's his name. It's one of the rescuers from Bondi Rescue.
I think I'm more like Pamela Anderson.
Beg
your pardon.
Oh, I would love to see that. I'm going to hang out in the front of your joint tomorrow morning and put my hand in the air.
I seriously, I nearly dropped the cup. Luckily, I had my bathers on already.
Well, can I say this? When I heard you'd fish someone out of the water, I immediately presumed you'd were in a pool bar. someone got into a lot of trouble.
Now, as much as I'd like to suggest that I did save somebody and end up in the Daily Mirror at least, or the Daily Telegraph, a story on us, stand by, I was making my way down, panicked with my phone, calling rescue.
This is all happening.
As I got to the sand, I saw the life-saving boat coming to help get the person. And then I saw a lot of lifesavers standing around. Oh, it was a drill.
Oh.
This is the worst story I've ever heard.
Wow, anticlimactic.
How could I see them from where I was standing? I thought,
imagine if you had gone out in your longboard in the middle of a life-saving drill. Is that Jane Kennedy on a longboard?
And then,
with a cup of tea?
Oh, I thought, God, do I have to save someone again? Then I was telling Jay, our producer.
Yes.
And I said, Jay, I've got to go. An old man's just fallen over in front of me. And I think he can't get up. I had to go and help him. I thought, oh, God, I have to give him CPR now. God, can't I have a holiday?
Well, this anyway, he said he was all right. Events. You need a drink. Sit down, relax. We've got a big show to get through after the break. How dare you?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
You'll be aware, if you've been following the news, of a young woman called Greta Thunberg who's, got a whole heap of middle-aged white men excited, quite excited.
She pissed too.
She has pissed them off right royally.
Yeah. Because apparently a 16-year-old shouldn't have knowledge shouldn't be listened to and should
dreams,
be at school.
Should stay in her lane, go to school,
her lane,
not worry about the future of the world.
That's right.
She made a speech which has gained quite a lot of traction around the world at the United Nations. Mm. Let's have a listen.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Anyway, that's from her comedy festival show, which is touring at the moment.
Yeah.
It's about
a lot. It's quite light.
So good on her. We thought, you know, she's great. The phrase that is ringing in our ear, though, is the key one she used just at the end.
How dare you?
We thought that'll be great.
Well, I've been saying it in my household now.
Your kids started this.
My kids started. You?
Yes, they have started when I've said, go clean your room.
So today we kick off our new segment called How Dare You.
How dare you?
That's right.
And we've got a few stories that we thought were quite fitting.
And we'll bowl them in and we give it the How Dare You. And we get you to call up 133353 if you've got something that you think is an outrage. Would you like to kick off?
Shall I?
Yes.
I would like to start with this statement. Are you ready? The Queen eats bananas with a knife and fork.
How dare you?
That is, you get the idea.
What the hell? Are you serious?
On.
Do we have a news clip?
We've got a clip of the guy who is like her, I don't know, protocol officer or who is the etiquette officer.
Right.
Dave, roll it.
Now, this is how the Queen would eat a banana. We don't peel it like a primate. Instead, using the fork, we hold it in place and cut off one end. Then we cut off the other end. And then we turn the knife on its side and go into the skin and then prising it open. And then cut a little bit off and eat like so.
How dare you!
You don't want to get mixed up with any porn clip, by the way, when listening to that.
That was pretty...
Well, I understand why. So the Queen could not be shown or have
peel
a photo...
Peel a banana like everyone else.
Yes, but the Queen could not be photographed chowing down on a...
Why not?
Honking down on a banana.
Why not?
Because people would make silly comments like we would.
She should knight people with a peeled banana. I'd out-knight you.
But seriously, that is ridiculous.
That's not a bad
Eat
one.
Eat like a normal person. Have you got another one?
Well, I do have one here. I seem to be all over the shop.
Oh, how dare you?
Yes, exactly.
Here's one that's got me going.
All right.
Hungry Jacks are about to go meat-free.
How dare you?
You.
No.
You're dead to me, Hungry Jacks.
You're dead. What's
Hungry Jacks, you had one job. Fill us full of frigging meat.
your meat on the barbecue. The sizzling lines on the meat.
The burgers are better.
They are.
At Hungry Jacks.
They're
you know
juicier.
Why? Because they're frigging beef.
That's Jack Cowan.
So
what's his name?
Jack Cowan. Yeah. Take the cow out of your name, Cowan.
What's going on in WA?
Jack plant-based beef.
Oh.
He's making... CSIRO and him are developing. There must be huge money in this.
Totally.
It must be like whoever cracks the code first
going to make... I've heard this. We were told this a long time ago. Invest your money now in plant-based meat products. That is going to go through the roof. Well, how dare you eat like that?
All right. Well, it's time to take a call. Let's take Tony from Bayswater. Yeah. Tony, you've got one for us?
Yes, I have. Metallica cancelling their tour.
Oh. How dare you?
Look.
Exactly.
In fact, Greta Thunberg, I think, has got
a heavy metal version.
A heavy metal version, Dave.
We'll have a look for it.
Have you ever looked for that? That's a classic.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. Good idea.
How dare you?
Wow. That's unbelievable.
You get the idea. That's how we're playing. 133353. Give us a call if you can.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Wendell Saylor is going to join us soon. Kitty Flanagan in the second hour. And by the way, if you call through on 133353, you just might be picked as our caller of the day and get yourself $1,000 thanks to Gemini Man in cinemas October 10, starring Will Smith. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Well said, David. We're currently in the middle of...
How dare you?
Okay, well said, Greta Thunberg. And we're on it. Do you want to start with one before we get to the cause?
I do. Gucci billionaire Francois Pinault and son Francois-Henri Pinault have officially signed documents today.
Yeah.
They are going to give $160 million to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral.
How dare you?
Right.
Now...
Why is that all hired?
Because the cathedral has got so
stupid.
Much... Well, it's not stupid.
It's old.
Oh, yeah, it is old. It's got enough money. Stop it. There's so many more good things you can do.
Do you know what they've done?
To rebuild that church.
They've done so many bad things in their life, those two, that they think they can buy their way into heaven.
But you're joking.
If we give $160 to rebuild thing, we're in. It doesn't matter what we've done, how many bodies are buried.
Didn't we talk about that with Jim Jefferies? We're going, what the hell? Rebuilding? It's enough. You've got enough money to do a job.
I've got one.
How dare you?
Russian alcohol consumption is down 43%.
How dare you?
What do you think
you are? What are the Russians doing?
You're Russian.
Down.
It's your national pastime. You get pole action on vodka.
Why is it down? That's nearly halved.
I don't know. Hungry Jacks are going meat free. The Russians aren't drinking alcohol.
We've been taken over by vegans.
All right, let's get into it. Rose, you went into the fray. What is it you want to add?
Yes, well, it's my daughter's birthday on Sunday, and instead of my husband being home with me and the kids celebrating her birthday, he's gone to get tickets to go to the Roosters grand final.
How dare you?
Well,
hang on, I'm kind of on his side.
Rose, I'm on his side too, Rose. She won't remember it, don't worry.
She can remember, so she's a bit disappointed. She really wants to go to the game, but he's not even taking her.
He's obviously a hardcore Roosters fan. It's a once-in-a-life...
He won't take her with her.
Oh, well, that's... Well, you're right. He should take her.
He should. Who's he taking?
And then they both go.
Is he going with... the mate instead.
No, stuff the mate. He should go with the birthday girl.
Well said, Rose.
But no, he's already decided. That's why I'm a bit annoyed.
All right. Good for you, Rose. Well said. Nathan's on the line. Nathan, what's got you annoyed?
The mate that comes over for a barbecue doesn't bring any beer, then has the hide to drink yours, but then whinges about the selection of beer that's there.
How dare you?
Anyone in particular here, Nathan?
You don't want to out him now?
Oh, yeah, Dougie.
Dougie.
How dare you?
What are you doing? Tell us some of the selection you have on hand there, Nathan.
Generally, it's just your average ones. Tui's, VB, and then I actually don't mind the old hammer and tongs.
Oh, yeah?
It's cheap.
Yeah, well, babe, what's wrong with that? You've got all bases covered.
You have. Yeah. Well, that's very nice.
Draft man, so he whinges every time.
Well, he knows how to get his Carlton draft, doesn't he?
All right, Nathan, well said. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're not happy. What is it?
Hello, guys. Just relating back to HM the Q, the Queen.
Yeah.
My mum and dad would only eat peaches with knife and fork, and it's not kosher.
How dare you!
No offence to dear old mum and dad, now dearly departed, but...
what was their thing? Why could you not talk about it?
Well, you could sit there and say, Mum, eat it with your hands, but they were from that era.
Yes, I understand.
They were from that era.
Where are you calling from, Jim?
Just north of Coffs Harbour, mate. The
Moss
Harbour. Little bit of heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a little bit of heaven. Jim.
Well, it just got a little bit better. You got $1,000, Jim.
Oh,
well done, mate.
Come on your way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jim, $1,000 to spend on the Coffs Coast.
Yeah. We're very sentimental.
Oh, my God, have a pizza.
Well, thanks to Gemini Man.
Good on you.
That's in cinemas October 10. Well done, Jim.
Gemini Man, we better go and have a look at that, eh?
Sounds all right.
Sounds pretty good to me. Craig's on the line. Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Yep.
Love your show and love yours too, Dave. You're doing an excellent job on your show.
On my generation.
How dare you?
No. Not as good as you guys, but hey, you guys.
All right, Craig. What is it? What is it that's got you going?
Elton John's opening up our North Queensland Stadium on the 29th of January.
How dare you?
Hey, steady on.
What's wrong with that?
Why is he doing that? What's his...
Well, people would think that's a great thrill.
Yeah, is he going to be the first? Well, is he the first act there?
Must be.
No.
No, they were going to have Metallica, but they're gone, of course.
Craig, you're not a fan of Elton John?
Oh, some songs are okay, yeah.
But Nikita?
I think the Wiggles will do a better job over there.
Wow.
He's on How fire, Craig. You? Well Maxwell. Said.
Thank you, Craig.
Time for one more.
Yeah, let's go to Ray. G'day, Ray. How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, yourselves.
Yeah, Ray, you've got an interesting observation. I might be on your side with this one.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Old ScoMo should have spent $150 million going to Mars in a... stupid craft.
How dare you?
It's my bloody money. When did I give him the right to spend the bastard?
How dare you?
Ray, well, you seem pretty staunch on this.
Ray's upset because of the recent...
I'm sick of the government ripping the Australian public off.
You're right. Where would you rather see that $150 million go, Ray?
Farmers out in the west.
That's what I was saying.
Well said, bang.
Well, that's why, you know, Donald did give him the big state dinner. So, you know, he had to sing for his supper, didn't he?
Got you, Ray. Thanks for your call. We'll be back after this with Wendell Saylor, who was revealed as the Rhino.
And is a great
singer. How dare you?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Last night on Channel 10's The Masked Singer, the all-singing and dancing Rhino. Was unmasked.
Take it off! Wendell Saylor, you are the Rhino.
That was one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Well, the kids are watching right now. What do you want to tell them?
I did it for you kids and I just did my best. I didn't win, but you know what? Dad's a winner anyway.
And he joins us right now to tell us all about it. Please welcome rugby league and union legend and former Rhino, Wendell Saylor.
Former Rhino.
Oh, my God, congratulations, Big Dell. That was amazing effort.
How are you feeling, buddy?
It felt good. Like, it was just the other hardest thing was not telling anyone because, you know, recording this and then having to keep it quiet from, I suppose, media types and friends and family. I suppose my wife and kids knew, but that's about it. But I can't keep a secret usually.
When you say media types, it's a very disdainful way of referring to your own colleagues here on the Triple M network who on the Triple M Saturday NRL broadcast put you under the pump and you barefaced lied to them.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, let's have a listen, everyone. Listen to
listen, this is terrible.
There has been discussion that you, Wendell Saylor, are the Rhino.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm flattered that people think it's me, but Firstly, I can't sing.
That doesn't rule you out. I saw the performance. Keep going.
And I can't move that well because anyone that knows that I was a Dancing with the Stars.
You can't move that well.
Wait, did you see the performance that everyone's talking
about?
Yeah,
mate, it was on social media and people were tagging me in.
Yeah, well, once people have accused you of being Rona, you would have had a look, I'd imagine.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It's not me.
We can put that to bed right now.
Yep.
Oh. It's not Wendell Saylor, the Rona.
So stop sending in emails to Triple M asking questions.
And that's final because we know in rugby league, if someone denies something, it's 100% not true. So we may as well take Wendell's word.
Wow.
You know what I think you're really more annoyed about is that you didn't win, and knowing you're a competitive guy, and I think you're a bit annoyed that you're out now.
No, you know, to be honest, I just wanted to get to halfway. I thought if you get to like six, mate, you've done all right. Like when Brett Lee was a I couldn't believe the parrot was Brett Lee. So I was happy. I was happy when Brett Lee
were number two.
Yeah, because I've been in that position with Dancing with the Stars. I've been gone early, and so I can't wait to ring Brett Lee and say sucked in. But still, like, but it was great, and I was happy I did it.
Would have got a bit woofy in the rhino suit, I reckon, if you had gone too much further.
It's a great suit. You're probably in the winning suit.
Mick, probably the words I wouldn't use with my history, so thanks, mate.
Mate, we can't tell you how proud we all are here at Triple M.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That you did
and,
that.
And you've got really good pipes there too, so despite what your mates might be saying, I think, and that was a great choice of song too, that Low as the song to
bust
out.
Flat Rider, I like it. But I reckon the first one, I think, was the George Ezra song, Shotgun. I reckon you got to sing a song that everyone joins in, you know. And
you're
then
right.
That way,
it's a good party song. And everyone goes, yeah, keep the rhino party
on. What about, we're from Tigerland. Finding Fury. You could have done that beautifully.
Oi. And you know what? Can I just say this? I'm embarrassed for GWS, mate. What were they even doing there on Saturday?
Dead right.
They did all right the week before, mind you.
Now, Wendell.
Yes.
Can I say this to you? You, in all honesty, that you can sing. You're a rugby league superstar. Mm. Is there any chance you will be part of this new musical, The State of Origin, the musical? I'm reading the Courier Mail today. It's been 7 years in the making. It's going to hit our stages. Surely you are tailor-made to play yourself.
I hope so.
In The State of Origin, the musical.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it. I've been too busy doing this sort of stuff all day and doing interviews about Masked Singer. But if there's an opportunity there, you know that I don't mind promoting myself. I'll get myself right out there. I'll play myself. I would love it.
That would be fantastic because I know in the AFL it was touted for a long time. Collingwood the musical was being developed,
and that's fair
income. Which is true. And it's going to be a lot like Oliver, except all the pickpockets would have been in the audience, as far as I'm concerned, and the crowd would have left at three quarter time. They probably wouldn't have waited to the very end. Hey, mate, who wins the NRL Grand Final this week?
Oh, look, it's a great story with the Raiders. You know, I think 24, 25 years since I've been there, but the Roosters—they're a bit like Richmond Tigers: too big, too strong, too classy.
And will you be out there singing in the opening ceremony?
I'll be out there calling for Triple M. This is my last game of the season, and then I'll go on holidays and just enjoy some family time, mate.
Wendell Saylor on shore leave.
Congratulations.
I can't wait to see it. Congratulations,
thanks, guys.
Mate.
So impressed.
Well done. Who else? Have you got any tips for us? Do you know who all the other masked singers are?
Yeah, I do, but I can't say otherwise I'll get sacked.
You give us one of your own hints.
Only because, no, I can't. Only because I heard one of them next door when I was, because we weren't allowed to talk to each other and that. So I heard his voice when
Paul
he was
Harris.
Talking next door. No.
Harris.
But you know what? Lock in. You'll be surprised. Monday, Tuesday, 7:30, The Masked Singer.
Done, mate.
Good for you.
Congratulations,
see you,
mate.
Wendell.
Thanks, guys.
The nation loves you.
Wendell. I love the nation.
You got it. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan, I beg your pardon, is not too far away. She's got a new book and she'll be joining us in the next half hour or so on Kennedy Malloy.
Very talented, as are you, Jane. And you've dabbled in musicals, haven't
I have
you?
What have you sung?
What have you?
Oh, I've done The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of
Dorothy.
Oz. Who were you, Dorothy? You hogged that. you would have knocked everyone over in the rush to play Dorothy.
No, I did Mac and Mabel. That's not very well known.
You ever been a nun? Have you done a nun at all?
No, but I'd be a good nun.
The reason I ask because I did musicals.
You love musicals.
I was a schoolboy musical champ.
You played Mrs.
Mrs. Squeers.
Mrs. Squeers. Yeah.
In a production of Brimstone and Treacle.
And you just give us a few bars.
No,
that's okay.
Come on.
Brimstone and Treacle is good for all people. And I came out and stirring a bowl full of molasses.
Treacle.
You call it treacle. I did a lot of very fine work, but there's a new original musical set for the stage that I believe everyone on Triple M Network has to get behind. It's Maroons the Musical, and it's about State of Origin.
Wow.
It's been 7 years in development. Renowned author Hugh Lunn has been trying to get it off the ground, and he reckons he's finally got it. There'll be three trial shows that'll happen next month before launching in 2020. It has financial backing. It's going to go the whole hog.
Well, it's got Jerry Connolly on board. They've been they're waiting for him to finish all his other commitments.
So
he's now ready.
The great state of Queensland will have a show-stopping musical that everyone can go. I don't think anyone from New South Wales will go and see this musical.
Oh, they might. It's called Bring Them Home. Already sounds whimsical, doesn't it?
There's so many musical numbers. Like I think of the one. What's the one? Is it from The Sound of Music? Yeah. A few of my favourite things.
Raindrops on roses, and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
Oh, that's a good song. Paper packages tied up with strings. You'd have to change it though for NRL. Bubbling and threesomes and dry humping poodles, taking a dump in a hotel foyer. These are a few of my favourite things. Can you keep writes itself?
Hooray!
Well doesn't done. It? It writes itself. There'd be so many show-stopping numbers. I cannot wait.
I'm looking up the program. What's the next song?
I'm trying to work out what it's called. You're in Town's already been taken. There was actually. There it is.
So is the best little whorehouse in Texas.
Well, I like to call it the best little whorehouse in Penrith. that could be it.
What about Piddler on the Roof?
Piddler on the Roof. Or what about Freddie Fiddler on the Roof? He's taking a whiz. And they have to get
I'm a bit concerned if they went under the term 7 year itch.
What about Sir Jesus Christ Superstar? Cameron Smith Superstar?
Well, that's nice. Like it.
The Lion King.
Yeah.
The Wally King.
Oh, good.
Beauty and MG. Mama Pia. Yeah.
Oh, we've got to get Wendell Sadler in here somewhere.
Miss Saigon Sandwich.
All right.
Sweeney Todd Carney.
Oh,
Sweeney
mate.
Todd Carney could be good. Instead of Oklahoma, you go... Hoppawatty when the wind.
Oh, well, hello.
You know what? This is good fun. 1-2-3-5-3. Or get us on our socials. Tell us what your ideas, what you think the Queensland State of Origin musical.
The musical. What are some of the numbers?
Instead of Billy Elliot, Billy Slater.
Genius.
Billy Slater, a little kid who dances his way out of it.
And then grows up.
Grows up to become one of the great bats.
Give us your suggestion now, 1-3-3-5-3, NRL the musical.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan, not far away. She'll be in studio with us, joining us on Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
I know what I want to say. I just want to congratulate our new golden girl, Kelsey Lee Barber, who has grabbed a gold medal at the World Athletics Championships in Doha with the javelin.
Oh, well done.
Did you know that?
Wow.
We don't have many gold medal winners.
Javelin's good.
Javelin's unreal. You've got to try and get vision of you have a look.
I always go back to
Watch her flying it.
Well, the javelin's one of the original events.
Oh,
it goes back to Greece.
Yeah, it does.
It's like the discus and the javelin.
Shot put.
Does she do it in the nude like they used to?
No, she doesn't do it in the nude.
Don't take that attitude.
She's got clothes on.
He used to do that back when the Greeks were going around.
No, her husband is her coach. And she paid tribute to him. So I just wanted to quickly slip that in. So well done.
Good egg. She's
that
great.
Is amazing.
So I've told the story a couple of times, but it's one of the great cheats at Olympic level was the javelin throw.
How can you cheat at javelin?
Yeah. So Moscow Olympics. It was the Moscow Olympics in 1980, I think it was. And so all the javelin throws are coming out and they're all going bang, bang, bang. Javelins are going down. Russian comes up. They open the double doors at either end of the stadium. A massive draft comes through the stadium.
This is true.
And it comes through and goes whooshka, wins by about 100 metres. The thing just takes off.
Oh, my God. Genius.
What a fluffy toy. It was one of the great cheats of all time.
Well.
So there you are. Fencing, that was another.
How do you cheat at fencing?
At fencing, the guy had rigged up his sword to buzz himself because it's all electronic.
Yeah, so you get
So if I hit you on the chest plate, whooshka, and then it locates up on the board. So he's just clocking up his own points. That's not bad. My favourite cheat happened to be table tennis, where they were trying to cheat so much. Basically, the higher the adhesive on your bat, the glue was stuck to your stuck to the bat, the more spin you would get. So they kept experimenting with higher and higher grade glues until one player passed out on the fumes from his own bat during the tournament. How good is it? And by the way, I've told you this before. If you want to win a gold medal at the Olympics at table tennis, get there early, get the good bat. That's all you need to know. Who's coming up in the next hour, by the way, guys?
Kitty Flanagan, not too far away. She's going to join us. She's an author now.
I'm looking forward to that. We've got so much to wade through. Did we have time, I'm not sure, to go through a couple more How Dare Yous?
How dare you?
Thank you, Greta Thornburg, because we're having fun with this.
I love that segment.
By the way, keep sending in your socials for our rugby league musical. But we've been overwhelmed with How Dare Yous. Tiny wants to get in
get
on the action.
Out, yeah.
What is it, Tiny?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you got?
Oh, I'm a Joey Scout leader. I work with the 5 to 8-year-olds.
Good on you, mate.
And one of them's vegetarian because her parents are vegetarian. Can't have any gelatin in her food because it's made from animals. So I put all this effort into trying to make cooking things that she can actually have. Yeah. And the first thing Dad says to me when he walks in and goes, oh, already on the sugar, eh?
Oh,
dare you. All right. Hang on,
Stan.
So you're doing your best to use no meat, and then the father in question walks in and has a crack at you straight off the bat.
That is not cool.
Mate.
How dare you?
Did you keep it together, or did you just grit your teeth and...
You got it, man. You're working with kids. You can't have a
I know. Tiny, you sound like a good scout leader, too.
It annoys me no end.
I've got some cinema tickets for Tiny, by the way.
Sure. Yeah, good on you, Tiny.
Calling through. Thank you.
Okay. Who do you want to go to?
James.
James, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, James.
What do you got there?
Yeah. Oh, just sick of guys having weddings and not having a bucks party.
How dare you?
Well, the world's gone mad.
A show of hands.
Who
in question's done this?
My brother.
No, it's a trend, Mick.
Best man for a friend. It's just more and more happening.
You know, the worst thing is happening, James. They're combining hens' nights and bucks parties together.
How dare you?
I agree. How dare you?
The whole point is not to be. Well done, James. Hey, we'll give James
cinema tickets as well. Every call gets cinema tickets to go see Gemini Man. Well done.
I think we've got time to take Gordon. He's got a good one too. Gordon?
How you going, mate?
What is it, buddy? Which one?
Those stinking banks not passing on the interest, full interest.
How dare you?
This is unbelievable.
They've got one job.
One job is to rip us off.
Come on.
How can that be a full percentage point and they won't pass it
banks.
On? You're dead right, Gordo.
How dare you?
Those bastards.
Thank you, everybody. We love your work.
Hey, all when we come back,
Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty.
Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
We attack a controversy, a controversial ruling. Mix GoFundMe has had its copyright infringed. We believe someone has taken one of our ideas and run with it.
You're not
for
happy.
A commercial outcome. See you in the High Court.
See you
in the Federal Court. You've awoken the sleeping giant. You are in a world of pain.
Yeah, there will be pain ahead.
Whoever you are. We'll get to the bottom of that.
We will. We've got lots to get through.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
You know we will.
Yeah.
But first, we have this wonderful woman.
Last time Kitty Flanagan joined us, she brought with her this health and safety warning.
I was a housekeeper. Don't ever get a room with a spa. You have a piece of tape that says, you know, this spa has been cleaned. It hasn't. We just use that tape. My sister and I refer to spas like whenever we go, don't want a room with a pube shooter. That's what they are. The minute you turn that on and switch on the jets, someone else's pubes just shoot out all over you. Yeah.
Kitty stars in Utopia, back tonight at 9 on ABC.
Who we are is defined by why we are.
How?
What?
What are we talking about?
When?
Now.
I think we're making progress.
And armed with a brand new book, 488 Rules of Life, we welcome back to the show, Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty, I've been laughing because I'm reading your book, your wonderful book that's out now, and I know that
What's
you're...
What's it called?
Well, it's called...
488 Rules for Life. For because life. 12 was not enough. Jordan Peterson and his 12 rules and his bestseller. Well, I can top that.
Why 488? Do you just keep writing
because
until you thought you had it all covered or
well,
are you done?
No, no. The minute I finished, I kept coming up with more and rang the publisher and said, is it too late to add some more? And they said, yes, it is. It's on the shelves now.
Oh, that's got second edition written all over it. Yeah.
This sounds like... Now, I'm trying to imagine when you're coming up with these rules because they're not unfair. And they're really life rules, I have to say.
A lot of them are common sense and good manners, Jane.
They are. And I've
so it's like a book of etiquette,
really. It's a book of etiquette in
modern,
life.
Modern manners.
Do you know what?
Yes.
That's true. Modern manners that relate to 2019, how we're
exactly.
living today.
So, well, give me an example.
Navigating the modern world.
Yes. Right. I'll give you one that I have adopted since I heard and saw it in your book. So it's quite recent and it's just so beautifully put. Three sniffs, get a tissue. Now, is that correct, Kitty?
That is right. And I've been generous because I was going to say
I think you've been generous.
Then get a tissue.
Two sniffs. So
but I'm allowing
in,
three.
Yeah.
Rule of three.
Allowing three.
Three sniffs, then get a tissue.
I have shortened it to two and my children now are terrified. Now, they look at me, one sniff, they look and they go, oh, no, I'm getting a tissue. It is the
and
worst
it's
thing.
Especially important on planes, as you two would know, being away at the moment. Oh, it's sure. really important. Like I had to fly Jetstar the other day. It was school holidays and there were rule breakers all over that plane. And one of the other rules, besides three sniffs then get a tissue, is accept the lozenge. If you're coughing on a plane and I offer you a lozenge wrapped
take
in plastic, take the lozenge or you're going to give us all Ebola or measles or whatever you're giving me.
Correct.
I don't want it.
I couldn't agree more. Now, there's a few others. Mickey, can I go through some?
You go through some of your favourites.
So one is when cycling to events, take a few moments outside to recover before making your entrance. May I just translate that and say when cycling or running perhaps?
Yeah.
Take a few moments. I'll use an example of somebody who I see all the time comes into my building where I work.
Yes.
Dave Hughes.
Oi.
I was going to say, it's not going to be Mick riding a bike or running in here, is it? You're pretty safe there, Mick.
Hughesy often goes for a run before he does his show. And he arrives, and he must have gone in his car first. He was dripping.
Where's this coming from?
Well, it's just he goes, oh, I can't kiss you or say hello because I'm clearly dripping wet. Perhaps he might have to take a moment.
Yeah, just take a few
in.
Moments before
take
you enter the
moments,
building.
Dave. Get a towel and freshen up. Another one
Hang
I like.
On, what? You've just said that on national radio.
That's all right. Dave won't mind. He always apologises that he's a bit drippy, but maybe he has to take a few moments to get himself
what
sorted.
What are you saying? He stinks up your lips.
No, I've not
you
used
are.
The word stink. I just said...
He's woofy.
Just
he gets
needs
in, he's woofy, he steams up.
No, he's clammy. No. He's sweating and clammy, so you don't want to kind of, you know, normally you would embrace him.
Mick
you would
is
give
just
him a
adding, yeah. Mick's adding Tabasco sauce to this, don't worry. Late notice cancellations can't be texted.
Yeah.
Kitty, can you elaborate on that? Because I like this one.
Well, when it's a late notice text, like if someone says to you, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't, like on the day, okay, we all know that's rubbish. We know you're just pulling out. You have got to give us the courtesy of ringing and
You've
suffering
got to pick
through
up
us.
The phone.
Yeah, you have to give me the courtesy of me going, oh, okay. And
what if you are in
and
a group
quizzing
text.
You on it?
What if you're in a group text and it's somebody's surprise birthday and you text an hour to the guy whose surprise it is to say you can't come and
you?
Spoil the whole surprise
you're just evil
like
today.
Mick did.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Laugh it up.
Right, I have actually left room at the end of the book for people to write their own rules, and I'm going to suggest you can write that one in your book, Jane.
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
I'm suggesting it only pertains to you two. It felt a bit personal, that one.
Oh, no, it's not. It was to Limo.
Personal and nasty.
Oh, it was for Limo.
Hey,
you're
you
naming
what.
And shaming everyone, Jane. I'm loving this.
If you've got someone, if you think you may have a rule that Kitty should include. Give us a call, 1-333-5-3. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to grill this woman and about her TV show tonight.
Yep, Utopia.
Utopia.
9 p.m. on the ABC. Kitty Flanagan is our special guest. More after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan is in studio as well. Brand new book. Get it. It's called 488 Rules for Life at all major bookstores. And, of course, Utopia, 9 o'clock tonight, ABC.
Anything that you think we should be across? Is there anything you'd particularly you'd like to throw at Jane or myself?
Well, I have a few rules for couples, and sort of thought I'd see where you stand on these. I thought you might have different opinions. I'll start with an easy one. I think you should always wait at least 6 months before giving each other pet names. Don't go too early on the honey or muffin or darling or whatever, babes. Just give it a while. I don't like it when people go too early.
Snookums.
Babe. All right, yes.
Tick. Now, these ones might be a bit contentious. Rule number 190, don't fart in front of your partner. Now, I thought that might be divisive. I'm going to say, Mick, you're a farter.
I asked my partner to pull my finger on a first date, quite frankly. That's for Valentine's Day.
You don't even need to ask how I stand on that, Kitty.
You know what it is for me? People say, because the reason it's contentious is people say, yeah, but it's a sign that you're really relaxed in front of your partner. It's like, well, you can be relaxed without relaxing your sphincter in front of your partner. But the other thing is you should afford your partner the respect that you give everyone else in life. Like, you don't sit around, like, at the shops farting or, you know, like, so the partner is the person you either like the most. So you should respect them the most.
Yep.
And then I've also got a weird rule.
Yes, there we go.
187, no emojis when texting your partner.
Are you single? Are you?
Now,
I just think the emoji is a really lazy form of communication, and I would rather you typed out the words thumbs up to me than actually sent me a thumb. It just shows that you care. Or smiley face. Just type out those words. It just shows me that you care more about me than anyone else in the world. And yes, I am
so
single.
Busy. So
I'm going to come to you for guidance counselling now, with relationship counselling.
What's the reaction been like from people to you?
It's been great. The problem at the moment is people are just texting me rule numbers with a thumbs up next to them, and then I have to refer to my book like an encyclopedia. But one of my favourites for men is rule number 3, which comes under the general house rules, which is don't waste your money on surround sound. I just don't get surround sound. You're watching the television. The TV's in front of you. The noise should be coming in front of you. Like when someone's walking on the TV, they should be walking on the TV, not behind me. That's creepy.
I'm talking to someone obsessed with sound in my house. I've got about 18 sound bars in my house.
But your house is not a department store, Jane. You don't need to walk around your house having music piped through it.
Yes, I do.
Spend your money on good ham. Don't waste your money on surround sound.
That is a great rule.
Hey, what's this episode tonight of Utopia? What's happening?
Do you know?
Are you in it?
Would you like me to tell you?
I think you should tell me, Jane, because I wasn't sent this one. I'm usually sent an advance copy, but I haven't actually seen this one.
Your character, Rhonda, brings an ABC documentary crew who apparently are doing a story on the department.
Is that
right?
It's that one. Yeah, that's a really good episode. I'm really annoying. Surprise, surprise. I make Tony's life hell again. What a surprise.
Wow.
I think I was nice to him in one episode when I was drunk at the Christmas party. I think that was it.
That's true. That is on tonight, 9 p.m.
As part of a great night of ABC.
Well, it is actually, because you've got Gruen on before it as well.
Let's hope we'll be in sync this week, I'm hoping.
That would be great. So thank you again, Kitty. Your book is called 488 Rules.
Kitty, one rule to go out. Something that this book is, by the way, where can you get this book?
All major bookstores.
Booktopia. This is one of my favourites.
You cannot stop reading it.
It's awesome.
One of my favourites is 183, No Love on the Escalator.
What?
People that hold hands on the escalator. And if they don't hold hands on the escalator, they stand one behind the other and turn themselves into a love sculpture. Just walk on the escalator. It's there to assist your journey. It's not to help you feel like what life would be like without legs. Just
call
walk on
it. Call me old-fashioned, but I concur. Well done. Well said. Utopia tonight. Yep. Get involved. And the new book is an absolute
And I'm going to leave. Sorry, can I do one more?
Sure.
No, it's not appropriate. 207, don't name your child after an inanimate object. Banjo, blanket, candlestick.
Okay. Yeah.
Well done. Thank you.
Get it in.
Thank you.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks, Dave. Okay, I'm not doing the segment.
Why not?
I may never do it again.
Hang on.
Because this will be before the courts.
You've gone very serious.
One of the ideas first proposed on my segment where I fund to the tune of $500 each week, what I consider to be a groundbreaking idea. from one of the more smarter members of our listenership. We get behind it, throw our weight behind it, and this one was a bottler, and it has been taken lock, stock and barrel by someone. What can I legally call them? Dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Well,
no good.
I think you've got to be very careful what you're saying. But I do think it's a very strong case you may have here.
It stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, it does.
Who's got the story, the actual story? Someone has actually ripped off this idea. Let's have a listen. This all was right. One
the
of our
job lists. We all hate every week is putting the bins out.
My mum hates it, puts my bins out every week.
So we get this frame that sits in the bottom of your wheelie bin, so your bin sits in it, and then you can just sit there from your couch and put your bin out of a night, bring it in.
So it's remote controls.
You know, when you're at home and you hear the garbage truck coming, you can't be bothered flying out of bed, you just grab the remote.
Now,
okay, so
that seems fairly straightforward. And I remember talking to this particular listener and saying to him, I get that idea, and you could employ the same type of technology that they use on the golf course when men play golf, especially older gents.
Yes.
They don't like having to push their buggy all around the course, so they've got a remote control, and you can send it off.
Technology is amazing today to do that.
12 feet in front of you, you can direct it, it goes on its own, it cuts out. That technology is cutting edge, and I said, why couldn't you apply that to the wheelie bin?
I heard you say it.
You were there.
I was there. Well, you were
called as a witness. Dave, you were on board.
I was witness, yeah.
Well, here we go. This is now from the robot section. The self-driving garbage can that remembers to take the trash to the curb for you is being developed. Despite what the inventors of the world want you to believe, not everything in your home needs to be intelligent, automated, or motorised, except your garbage can.
Oh, my God.
The inventor of the smart can wants to ensure you'll never, ever again forget it's trash day because these cans automatically drive themselves to the curb for you, ringing any friggin' bells.
My God.
This is the innovation the world needs. Oh, you think so? After debuting just shy of 2 years ago.
Well.
Boston.
Yeah, but they took their time.
I didn't read that far.
But you already came Boston up with it. They've Dynamics. Been sitting on it.
You're still outraged, though.
I'm roping them.
Yes.
Andrew Murray's the person who apparently invented it.
Well, Andrew Murray, well, he...
Whoever he is.
He read our minds on this one. Andrew Murray, I will still sue you, I believe... It's too coincidental that...
Yes.
You're right.
Yes, you may have.
Well, so he says he thought of it 2 years ago.
Applied for the copyright 2 years ago.
Well, wow.
Thanks for helping me out, guys. And probably should read this before we get all fired up. So the guy we spoke to was the thief.
Yeah.
I think he did. I think he got the 500.
No, he didn't. I've been told he didn't get the money. So you made the right call there, Mick.
Different type of technology.
I think he still owes us money.
I think you're still right, Mick. Whatever this whole segment is,
yes,
you're
right. You are
right.
Absolutely.
Jane, don't divorce yourself from Mr. Barkle.
I'm saying you're correct.
Can I say that Mick's GoFundMe is still the crucible when it comes to cutting-edge ideas that will shape the future world we live in.
You're going a bit far now.
From Sophie, who wanted funds to develop the roll-on lube.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Think about it. Roll-on
lube.
I've
thought about it.
You have?
Not lately.
Sarah, who wants to develop a morning-after pill for dogs. I mean, that's a good idea.
That is genius.
A fluoro flanno.
I love that. A flanny that lights up. Why not?
After dark. The Lazy Susan fridge. Well done, Peter. Oh, now I'm starting to wonder if all these are stolen.
Yes.
What about the coaster that lights up, Graham? Well done. When you're quarter empty, it starts going off like a pinball machine and they know to come and fill you.
I've been informed that Friday's GoFundMe is jackpotted to $1,000 as well. So there's just a little tease for Friday. So if you want to bring your ideas, bring them Friday for a tidy grand.
So, Mark, if you had won this week with your flying fox jousting idea, how's that? Flying fox jousting.
You can't get better than that.
Now, I know that's our original idea. Two flying foxes coming in opposite directions, jousting poles, whooshka.
Fun for the whole family.
Someone's getting skewered tonight. Someone's getting their eye taken out. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, that's back Friday. Mixed GoFundMe. Stick around for that. More with Kennedy Malloy next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we are on holidays because there's a lot of Australia is on school holidays.
I've been in a big pineapple today.
You've been a big pineapple. I've tried to save a drowning woman.
The boys patted a snake.
Your boys patted a snake?
Yeah.
Hang on. Bad parenting. What do you mean?
No, they went to, where the big pineapple's got a recreation.
But there's not many snakes.
You remember
the
woman on our show we spoke to about the koala?
Oh, yes, yes.
So she's got a koala reserve down there.
Did you pat a koala today?
No, I tried to get two to fight.
I hope you washed your hands. They're a bit diseased.
The koala fights.
Yeah. They're a bit,
Like the boys couldn't stop sniggering. There was a whole speech on the koalas, and she says how the mum koala does a little soft poo, and the young koala eats it because that's how they pass on.
I'm sniggering.
And you've never seen two boys lose it.
That's terrible.
Oh, imagine that. They're just doing a poo and then eating it.
Because speech needs a bit of editing, just quietly. Well,
they patted a snake.
Was it a python?
Yeah,
because they're not terrible.
It was a good one.
It wasn't like a boa constrictor.
Had a speech impediment.
Instead
of going, it was.
Only you would shame a snake.
It's just.
You have speech shamed a snake. Hey, I'll tell you what we played.
What?
Well, actually, before that, Dave.
Yeah.
You put a ridiculous question on Twitter today.
A Twitter poll, yeah. Oh, I thought it was quite sensible, actually. Got a lot of votes on it.
Well, it makes no sense to me.
Well, listen up, because I was on Moss Harbour last week, and we bought a deck of Uno cards, to go and play.
I beg your pardon? You bought a deck of
Uno? You know, the game Uno.
Uno?
Well, that's the problem, because I kept saying at the end, we've got one card left, and the kids go, no, Dad, it's Uno. It's like,
Dad,
no, it's not.
It is Uno.
It's never been Uno. It's always been Uno.
No, I don't know what planet. Everywhere around the world. Well, it was invented in Spain. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't. I thought it was an Australian game.
It's not Australian.
So it's called Uno.
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 Uno, due, tre. Uno.
It's called Uno, mate.
It was 50-50 on the poll, so a lot of people behind me.
50-50, are you sure?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Then. All right, after that, do you enjoy playing Monopoly?
I played cards last night with my guys.
Hungry Hoopos? I mean, what do you played cards with your guys?
Yeah, I'm old vodka rummy.
Is this a good holiday?
What do you mean? Play cards.
What are you playing? Texas Hold'em? What are you doing?
No.
Taking their pocket money?
Blackjack.
Oh, blackjack.
Blackjack we played. So, in our day, we used to get boxes of matches. PC world, woke world, no matches anywhere now. You can't get a match.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
So I go, what can I use for chips or coins to use?
Yeah.
Well, I happened to have three packs of Smarties, didn't I?
Oh, clever.
A pack each, and that was our money.
Okay, can I point out to you, this can go awry, and this is a true story, because I was having a very big poker game.
You were playing poker?
Down at my house with Paul Hester and quite a few others, and Clear My Plates, and it was a massive game. It's actually called AC/DC. It's the most pure form of gambling you can have with a deck of cards. Basically, it escalates really quickly.
Let's play. Put it
this way. I owned Paul Hester's car.
Oh, wow.
It finished.
And is there alcohol involved?
Yeah, but hang on. So we all had chips, right? And one of my mates, let's call him Simon, was winning. And we had so many, we needed more chips. So I got these crackers, like Jack's crackers, and put them out. And he had a huge stack of them. And at about 3 a.m, I, in a moment of genius, has bought out a cheese platter. I sat there and watched him eat $2,000 worth of crackers in about 5 minutes.
Did he lose his mind?
It was too late. I go, I'm sorry, mate. God. I'm going to have to count your chips.
Mate.
No
gobbled
chips,
them down.
No service.
Well, I tell you, it is fun game. That's what you do in the holidays, in the good old days, is you play
Is
cards.
That your go-to?
Well, no, I'm going to teach them gin rummy because it's another one that I used to
is
play
that
as
an
well.
Actual thing? Or
what do you mean?
Gin rummy. It's one of those fake names.
Yeah, what's that?
I beg your pardon.
Or gin roomy.
What do you mean? So, you play gin rummy, that's good. And you knock.
What's the
or
idea?
Gin.
Oh, what?
You've got to get a run. Oh, my God. I'm talking to heathens.
Do you play them with like the deck of cards with the nude girls on the back?
Strangely enough, no. Mick, they can use those when they're 17.
Right, what's the most popular board game when you're... Is this Cluedo? Is that sort of thing?
Cluedo, No, I'm done. Cluedo's boring.
Oh, you.
I said it. Did I say that out loud?
You're the best one, and I don't know if this exists anymore. What about Masterpiece? Do you remember the game called Masterpiece?
No.
Oh, fantastic. So they'd have all these paintings, famous paintings, and you'd shuffle them up and they'd have different values on the back. And you used to have to try and sucker people into buying your forgeries.
Wow. This is what you played at your grammar school, is it?
Okay, Jane, you know what?
When I'm with the real people and playing gin rummy.
The mastermind, but what's that masterpiece? I don't remember that game.
Get off, mate.
All right.
Get off. You've had
know
your
everybody.
Fun.
By
how
way.
Dare you?
You play Uno.
Well, yeah. Uno is a great game it to is. Play, and we might play that tonight. It's fun.
Play that down at the High Roller Room.
Why don't they have that in the casinos?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Makita. Makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
Oh, wow.
I can't stop thinking about it. I'm dreaming about Makita.
I love it. Can't wait to get home and use my cordless lawnmower or my cordless hedge trimmer.
Mm. Do you know what I'm being? Yeah. I'm a bit partial to the brushless motor wheelbarrow, thank you very much. I really just, maybe that's what I was dreaming about. Plonking my bot into the bucket.
And while I just move you around town. Yeah. It's like we're going for an evening stroll in the Makita. Morning.
Hello.
Hello all. What are you doing?
Let's stop here at the ice cream parlour.
Just taking Jane for a turn around the park.
In my barrow.
And is that remote control too? It is.
Yeah, it's power assisted.
The power assisted wheelbarrow can carry up to, it's only 130.
I beg your pardon. How dare you, as Greta would say.
You could almost get me around.
Oh, yes.
You could almost get me around.
Give you a dink.
How good would it be? Is there something that expresses your love for Makita?
I think there is.
There is?
Yeah.
What do you got? Makita! That's what you'll hear. It's like our driving music. You'll hear that as we come around the corner, you in the wheelbarrow, me pushing.
Well, and you know what? Also, you could have the cordless turbo blower in my face so my hair's going in the wind
like
as we're
seeing
it. Like
a BG's film clip.
Oh, yep. Great idea.
I just want to take this moment to say thank you, Makita, and to all the good folk at Makita. Mm. You make life easier for all of us. Well, we are on the doddle. I can't imagine life without you, Makita. No. You are the one. True. Makita.
Go to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That cooked for the day.
It's already.
You know what that is. It's cocktail hour up here at Noosa. Mm,
now, beautiful weather. We had a bit of rain yesterday, but it's been sunny, balmy.
It is on. I'm going to spend 8 hours in a pool bar without leaving it. So take your own chances.
That is worrying. Yeah. Do you get a floaties?
Yeah. You could probably save me.
Well, I could.
You can come and save me.
Well, I'm
this
off
is what you do.
It is. I'm off to beach patrol now.
Again, I say, the first time I heard you save someone. Yeah, there it is.
But I'm only in slow motion.
Slow motion. Wow.
That was amazing.
Up and down the beach,
yes.
That'd be great.
I've got to get my red one piece.
I might get the red lolly bags out.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea for a new poster.
This is a Baywatch too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, someone writing that down.
There might be a little bit of photoshopping.
Again, I repeat, when I heard you'd rescued someone from
the
water.
No, I nearly did.
I presumed straight away it was a pool bar. straight away I went, which pool bar was she in?
No.
What was she doing?
Well, no, I nearly ruined
it. Hold on, where I go now? Where do you go after the big pineapple?
Well, no.
I've done everything there is to do.
Well, that's huge.
In this town. Let's go and pray to the big pineapple.
Well, why not?
It was fun to be there.
I had a pineapple on your pizza last night.
Well, that's right. Imagine cutting up the big pineapple and putting it on a big pizza.
Why don't they offer that?
What about making the biggest pineapple daiquiri ever?
Great idea.
Oh, write this down.
Get that in the pina colada. That's what I want.
We're going to work on all these ideas, Dave.
And a special guest for Australia tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Have you done it?
I might have a Brady.
What the hell?
I might have Peter Brady.
Jeez,
on this show.
Oh,
I'm not joking.
You're
I'm not joking.
Mind.
I was hoping you were getting Mike Brady up there, Kazali.
Charlie Pickering will also be joining us, Australia.
We'll talk to you tomorrow for a big Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.